Langdon recognized the image at once. The masterpiece before him, La Mappa dell'Inferno, had been painted by one of the true giants of the Italian Renaissance, Sandro Botticelli. An elaborate blueprint of the underworld, a map of hell, was one of the most frightening visions of the afterlife ever created. Dark, grim, and terrifying, the painting stopped people in their tracks even today. Unlike his vibrant and colorful Primavera, or Birth of Venus, Botticelli had crafted his map of hell with a depressing palette of reds, sepias, and browns. Langdon's crashing headache had suddenly returned, and yet for the first time since waking up in a strange hospital, he felt a piece of the puzzle tumble into place. His grim hallucinations obviously had been stirred by seeing this famous painting. "I must have been studying Botticelli's map of hell," he thought, although he had no recollection of why. While the image itself was disturbing, it was the painting's provenance that was now causing Langdon an increasing disquiet. Langdon was well aware that the inspiration for this foreboding masterpiece had originated not in the mind of Botticelli himself, but rather in the mind of someone who had lived 200 years before him. One great work of art inspired by another. Botticelli's map of hell was in fact a tribute to a 14th century work of literature that had become one of history's most celebrated writings. A notoriously macabre vision of hell that resonated to this day. Dante's Inferno. Across the street, Bientha quietly climbed a service staircase and concealed herself on the rooftop terrace of the sleepy little Pensione La Fiorentina. Langdon had provided a non-existent room number and a fake meeting place to his consulate contact, a mirrored meet, as it was called in her business, a common tradecraft technique that would enable him to assess the situation before revealing his own location. Invariably, the fake or mirrored location was selected because it lay in perfect view of his actual location. Bientha found a concealed vantage point on the rooftop from which she had a bird's-eye view of the entire area. Slowly, she let her eyes climb the apartment building across the street.
"Your move, Mr. Langdon."
At that moment, on board the Mendacium, the provost stepped out onto the mahogany deck and inhaled deeply, savoring the salty air of the Adriatic. This vessel had been his home for years, and yet now, the series of events transpiring in Florence threatened to destroy everything he had built. His field agent, Vientha, had put everything at risk, and while she would face an inquiry when this mission was over, right now, the provost still needed her. She damned well better regain control of this mess. Brisk footsteps approached behind him, and the provost turned to see one of his female analysts arriving at a jog.
"Sir," the analyst said, breathless, "we have new information."
Her voice cut the morning air with a rare intensity.
"It appears Robert Langdon just accessed his Harvard email account from an unmasked IP address."
She paused, locking eyes with the provost.
"Langdon's precise location is now traceable."
The provost was stunned that anyone could be so foolish. "This changes everything." He steepled his hands and stared out at the coastline, considering the implications.
"Do we know the status of the SRS team?"
"Yes, sir. Less than 2 miles away from Langdon's position."
The provost needed only a moment to make the decision.